This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange remains in a British jail as a legal battle over his extradition to the United States takes shape. But some members of the British Parliament are arguing Assange should first face justice in Sweden. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The lawmakers have signed a letter urging Home Secretary Sajid Javid to do everything he can to champion action that will ensure that Assange can be extradited to Sweden in the event of an extradition request. Sweden suspended its investigation of serious sexual misconduct 2 years ago because the WikiLeaks co-founder was beyond their reach. Assange was arrested Thursday after Ecuador withdrew his asylum and is now in British custody facing an extradition request from the US on charges of conspiring to break into a Pentagon computer. He plans to fight extradition. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Syria says an Israeli airstrike on a military site in the central province of Hama has wounded 3 Syrian soldiers. The state news agency says several buildings were destroyed in the early Saturday attack. Israel has launched a number of raids against what it says are Iranian targets in Syria and insists it will not tolerate Iran establishing a presence in Syria near its borders. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is reaffirming his commitment to buy a Russian missile system in the face of renewed warnings from the United States about possible sanctions. Analysts warn that with a July date looming for Ankara to take delivery of missiles, time is running out to avert a rupture in bilateral ties between the two NATO allies. Washington claims the Russian missiles will compromise U.S.-made defense systems used by Turkey. The Pentagon says a pending F-35 fighter jet sale to Ankara is now in jeopardy. Turkey is a co-producer of the aircraft. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com or use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump has been handed its latest federal court defeat over immigration. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a temporary stay that blocked a ruling that told the Trump administration it couldn't send the migrants back into Mexico to await their asylum hearings because the policy failed to evaluate the dangers these people face in Mexico. The government appealed, saying Judge Richard Seaborg's ruling was erroneous and it endangers the public during a humanitarian crisis at the border. The original injunction was sought by civil rights groups who are suing to change the policy. The lawsuit and the appeals process could take months. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged the nations of South America to resist offers of investment and aid from China and Russia, saying the United States is a better friend and investment partner. Speaking in Santiago, Chile, Pompeo warned that investments from Beijing and Moscow bring corrosion and corruption to an economy. Here is some of what he said about China.
China does business in places like Latin America. It often injects corrosive capital into the economic bloodstream, giving life to corruption and eroding good governance.
Pompeo said the United States is establishing fair trade agreements with South American nations, facilitating regional cooperation, and supporting Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is fighting to topple the regime of President Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's willing to meet with President Trump again, but will only give the United States until the end of the year to make what he called a courageous decision on nuclear talks. He warned at the same time of very bleak and dangerous consequences if Washington does not change its approach, clearly a reference to U.S. economic sanctions. U.S.-North Korean arms discussions have been stalled since the collapse of the February Trump-Kim summit in Hanoi, and Pyongyang has threatened to restart its nuclear and missile tests. President Trump this week said he is considering another meeting with Kim Jong-un, but said he would not relax sanctions until North Korea gives up its nuclear arsenal. The leader of the junta, the ousted Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir, has resigned just a day after announcing the military takeover. Major General Awad Mohammed Ahmed Ibn Auf, who's been linked to ethnic genocide in Darfur, said he was leaving to preserve the unity of Sudan's armed forces. He appointed General Abdel Fattah Burhan as his successor. There have been large protests in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, as demonstrators have loudly rejected plans for a military-led government. At this point, the junta is promising to restore civilian rule within 2 years. The army also says it will not extradite al-Bashir, who was wanted by the International Criminal Court to face charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.